Please note, this podcast contains absolutely no Devo. Hi, this is Fountain of Filth from the Positive Mutations podcast. This is a special edition, and I'm handing over my podcast feed to the great folks at the Sex is Fun podcast. You can find out more about them at greatsexgames.com. Distribute this information far and wide. Use your freedom of choice and duty now for the future.
We apologize for interrupting your program, but we have found it necessary to inform the masses of a miserable misuse of misinformation that has made its way into the mainstream.
We mean no malevolence, but we must make most of modern media to make our message heard. We are merely meager messengers of truth, and our mission is of the most importance.
A myriad of malicious, maligned mendacity about sex is currently being driven into the heads of young people.
The malfeasance we mention is the menagerie known as the abstinence-only sex education program.
This malefic menace manifests itself in middle schools and major educational facilities across the country. We know what you have been told. And we know that they have done everything they could to frighten you. We know that they have told you that sex is harmful to your health if you even consider having it before you are married. We know that they told you it would infect you with deadly diseases and ruin your life with unplanned pregnancies. We know, we know, we know. But what they didn't tell you is that sex can mean more than sticking a penis into a vagina, and that there are ways to explore and entertain all kinds of sexuality in a safe and sane manner, and we're going to explain how to do this in the next 20 minutes of this audio program. We invite and implore you to make copies of this show and distribute it to as many people as possible.
This information is taboo, and the last thing they want is for you to hear it. But it wasn't always like this. Not long ago, society used to arm its people with knowledge and truth that used to be known as medically accurate sex education. This included the practice of safer sex, and when used correctly, these practices can protect you from nearly all the negative consequences associated with sex. Because nearly 95% of all Americans engage in non-marital sex, we feel that it is an injustice to keep information designed to protect away from the citizenship. We will share this knowledge with you now.
When you hear the word sex, you might think about a man putting his penis in a woman's vagina. But there are many different ways to be sexual with someone. Touching another person's genitals can be sex. Using your mouth on someone's genitals is oral sex. Men can have sex with men, and women can have sex with women. Masturbating is a lot like having sex with yourself. There isn't always a penis going into a vagina when sex happens. So as we talk about sex, think about what sex means to you. Remember that there are lots of ways to be sexual with your partner, and it is your responsibility to figure out which ways you are ready for, and to be responsible about them. The first topic of our discourse is a practice that nearly all human beings partake in for at least some portion of their lives. It is completely safe and has zero risk of spreading disease or causing pregnancy. It is masturbation, and it is an excellent way for an individual to explore their sexuality on their own, combat stress, and achieve the euphoric climax known as an orgasm.
Masturbation involves the touching, stroking, and manipulation of the erogenous zones and most commonly centered on the genitals. Nearly all medical professionals agree that masturbation causes no damage to your health and may even improve mental and physical well-being. You cannot get pregnant or catch a disease from masturbation. It feels good and can even help you gain a higher understanding of your sexual function. We like to think of it as exercise for your sexual health, and here's how you do it.
Masturbation for women. Women, ladies, and anyone else with the girl parts, let's talk about anatomy for a moment. The space between your legs is a lot more than a big black hole, although that's what it can feel like when you've been given no information about your reproductive and pleasure organs. You will hear many people refer to your sexual organs as your vagina. Technically, this is not accurate. The vagina refers to the vaginal canal. This is the space that will be used during penetration, whether that is with fingers, a penis, or some kind of toy. It is also the canal a baby would travel through on its way out of the uterus if you ever choose to give birth. Because all of these really cool parts are located between your legs, it may be useful to grab a hand mirror and take a look down there to get an understanding of what it looks like and where it is located. The parts of your genitals that you can see are collectively called the vulva. You will most likely, when you look with your mirror, see some pubic hair, unless you shave or wax, and to the left and right of your vaginal opening, you will see your labia. There are two sets of labia, the outside, or labia majora, and the inside, or labia minora. The labia look like decorative flaps of skin. You might find that your labia are ample, or they may hardly be there at all. It's perfectly healthy for labia to come in all shapes and sizes. Another very important part to locate is your clitoris, which will be near the front of your body, where the labia seem to meet. You may notice that your clitoris is very sensitive when you touch it. Did you know the clitoris is the only organ on the human body whose sole purpose it is to give us pleasure? That's right. Your clitoris's whole job is to make you feel really good. Many women find that stimulating the clitoris is essential for them to have an orgasm, but that doesn't mean it is the only place on the vulva that likes to be touched. The whole vulva has lots of nerve endings, so while you are exploring, see what feels good to you. Touch all the parts of your vulva and see what kinds of touch you like. Be creative when you masturbate. Don't just touch your clitoris. Experiment with touching your whole body. Breasts are often very sensitive, especially the nipples. Feel free to move your body and pelvis if that feels good. Don't forget to breathe. Experiment as if you were a scientist. Do you like the feeling of water on you in the shower? Does it feel different to orgasm standing up than laying on your back? What happens to your body if you touch yourself until you feel like you might come and then stop right before? Do your orgasms get bigger the longer you wait to have them? Even though we all have the same organs, our bodies are all going to react a little bit differently, and it's up to you to know your body well and know what kinds of things make you feel good. The better you know your body, the more likely you are to appreciate it and want to take good care of it.
Masturbation for men.
People with penises masturbate by stroking their penis in their hands until they reach orgasm. This is most often accompanied by the ejaculation of clear or whitish fluid that squirts out the tip of the penis. This is the fluid that contains sperm, and it is absolutely harmless to you. Don't worry if you get it on your hands or on your skin. It will wash off with soap and water. A good place to masturbate is in the shower, as your ejaculate will go down the drain and nobody will be the wiser. Some men prefer to use lubrication while masturbating. If you wish to use lubrication, only use lotions that are hypoallergenic and are designed specifically for use on the skin. If you masturbate in bed, keep a box of tissues nearby to clean up afterwards. Ejaculate looks a lot like mucus in a tissue, so if you throw them away, no one should be able to tell the difference between your masturbation practices and blowing your nose.
Masturbation is wonderful, and it is an absolutely safe way for you to explore and experiment with sexuality with yourself. You can do it twice a day, every day, for the remainder of your life, and never suffer unplanned pregnancies, sexually transmittable infections, or any of the other negative consequences that are associated with sexual activity. But most of us desire sexual expression with another person. For most human beings, this drive is so powerful that it is nearly impossible for them to suppress it for very long.
A very long time ago, it was natural for humans to go through puberty at around 12 or 13 years old, and by the age of 14, become married. This meant that people didn't have very long to suffer with unfulfilled sexual desires. People also died much earlier back then, so life was more compressed. It was necessary to have children much earlier in life because it was very unlikely that anyone would survive past 30 years old.
In today's society, we've realized that it is better for everyone to mature a bit first, become educated, and wait until you've found the right partner before becoming married. Unfortunately, this means that if we all waited until we were married to have sex, we'd be dealing with the biological urge to have sex for 20 or 30 years until we finished our master's degree and had found the right man or woman to spend the rest of our lives with. And same-sex couples don't have the legal option of marriage at all. For 95% of us, this is just too long to wait, and we instead choose to have and enjoy non-marital sex.
Many of those that choose to enjoy non-marital sex use medical technologies, such as birth control pills to protect against unwanted pregnancies, and barrier methods, such as condoms and dental dams, to protect themselves against sexually transmittable infections. Others do not use safety precautions, because they either don't know how or a plethora of other reasons. And the fact is that if you don't take the responsibility for your own safety, you will suffer the unfortunate consequences.
We know that many have voiced their opinions against the decision to have non-marital sex and have called it immoral, irresponsible, and sinful. You will probably hear people say lots of things about sex. One thing that is for sure is that sex is not for kids. So if you want to have sex, you need to make decisions like an adult. While we agree that intercourse, by its very nature, has consequences of unplanned pregnancies, sexually transmittable infections, and potential emotional issues of all kinds, we believe that being honest and teaching the truth about safer sex practices will protect more of the populace than lies and ignorance.
Before we tell you how to practice safer sex, we feel it is necessary to honestly warn you of all the possible consequences of engaging in sexual activity of any kind with anyone. The first and most obvious consequence of having intercourse is the possibility of becoming pregnant before you are ready and willing to care for a new life.
Parenting is difficult and expensive, even for well-prepared parents. Becoming a parent when you are young and not partnered with an additional caretaker or two makes this undertaking substantially more difficult. Many find that having children without the benefit of a dedicated partner or before they are financially ready is impossible and must rely on state and federal funding and services just to get by. It is estimated that the federal government spends $9.1 billion a year in aid to teenage moms. This high figure angers many taxpayers who feel that they are spending too much money for the irresponsibility of others.
Another very real consequence of sex is the possibility of catching and spreading sexually transmittable infections. STIs, as they are commonly called, are viruses and bacteria that make you sick. They are just like colds, the flu, mumps, measles, and other diseases, except for the fact that they are most commonly caught and spread from having sexual contact with another person. Unlike colds, nearly all STIs are preventable with safer sex practices, and many are even treatable with help from doctors and medication. It is important to have an honest and regular visit with your doctor should you choose to have sexual activities with another person.
Additionally, we feel it is important to talk about another consequence that nearly everyone will encounter when they have sex of any kind with another person. We're talking about emotional consequences. Sex is powerful. While the emotions that you feel for a girlfriend or a boyfriend when not having sex may be very real and very powerful, it is often minuscule when compared to the feeling that you may have for them should you start having sex. This may be a positive thing and help to positively bond you together, but it can also be emotionally overpowering and lead you to feeling the extreme of many different emotions, including happiness and joy, but also sorrow and heartbreak.
It is important to remember that deciding to have sex is a choice that you make. Nobody should make it for you or pressure you into it. All we can do is tell you the truth as we see it and give you information that we have to help keep you safe should you decide to have sex. There is no 100% safe way to have sex with another person, but we can get you darn close. In this program, we will discuss methods for you to fully enjoy sexuality with another person that are safer than traveling by automobile. The first thing we are going to teach you is a way to experience nearly all of the excitement and pleasure of having sex with another person with almost no risk of getting pregnant or catching an STI. This practice is called mutual masturbation or hand sex, and when it is done correctly, it is extremely safe and mutually gratifying.
Touching your partner's privates can be wonderful and hot. There are a lot of reasons why this is a good place to start out. You will learn much more about your partner's sexual function from using your hands than you will from having intercourse, and this will make you a better lover. For instance, many women have orgasms much more easily when someone stimulates their clitoris than during any other kind of sex. Another benefit for straight couples is that there is very little risk of pregnancy as long as a guy doesn't ejaculate on or really close to a girl's vulva.
Now, there is still some risk of catching and spreading a sexually transmitted infection from touching your partner's genitals, but it is very small in comparison to having sexual intercourse or oral sex. If you want to be even safer, you can do so by buying latex exam gloves and water-based lubricant, sometimes called personal lubricant, from the drugstore. You may discover that your partner loves the feeling of a gloved hand touching and stroking them when covered in lubrication to make everything nice and slippery. Just be sure and remove the gloves before touching yourself or another partner.
An easy way to make sure that you're not sharing fluids with a partner, which can lead to STIs, is to make sure that each partner has their own set of towels. Fold each of the towels 4 times and place it over your genitals. Now you can kiss and touch each other, feel, fondle, neck, and make out. You can have the excitement of seeing and feeling another naked body against yours, and as long as the towels stay in place, you're being very safe. It is possible for both partners, no matter what sex they might be, to experience sexual pleasure and even achieve orgasm from grinding against each other with towels protecting their genitals. It is important to realize that for mutual masturbation to remain safe, you must not allow the fluids from one set of genitals to touch another. This may mean that you have to get new clean towels from time to time, should you begin to saturate your towel with vaginal lubrication or ejaculate.
The next topic we wish to cover is called oral sex, and it means to use your lips, mouth, and tongue to give your partner sexual pleasure. The reason that people enjoy oral sex is because nearly all people find it pleasurable to have their genitals kissed and licked. While oral sex is free from the dangers of pregnancy, it is still subject to the possibility of catching and spreading sexually transmitted infections. To protect yourself from catching these infections, be sure and cover anything that you kiss, lick, suck, or put in your mouth with an oral barrier.
If you intend to perform oral sex on a penis, it is easiest to simply cover the penis with an unlubricated latex condom. Drugstores often carry flavored condoms purely for the purpose of making oral sex taste better. If you intend to perform oral sex on a vulva, anus, or scrotum, you should cover these with a dental dam. You may find latex dental dams at drugstores in the condom section. You can also make them from cutting open a latex exam glove, or you can even just use a piece of saran wrap. Apply some water-based lubrication on the side of the barrier that touches your partner and cover their genitals with it. Now you can lick away and be licked without worry of catching anything you don't want.
Oral sex has many names that we won't concern ourselves with for the matters concerning this program. It has also been the target of many an opinion over the last decade. Oral sex is nothing new or dirty or inherently good or bad. It is just a sexual activity that many people enjoy both giving and receiving. Presidents enjoy oral sex, as do preachers and paleontologists. Your parents probably have had and enjoyed oral sex, as did your grandparents. Your unborn children will probably grow up to enjoy it too. The sexual activities that you choose to enjoy or not enjoy do not make you the person that you are or define the quality of your character. It is less important what you do than how responsibly you do it, who you do it with, and how well you treat that person.
Finally, we must discuss intercourse. Intercourse is generally used to refer to the act of a man putting his penis in a woman's vagina. It is interesting that the simple act of putting a penis inside of a vagina carries with it so much awe, fear, and controversy. There are some who believe that virginity is the equivalency of a person's worth. Others might wonder what virginity truly means. Are gay couples virgins if they've never had penis in vagina sex? 16th century poet and writer Voltaire can be quoted, "It is an infantile superstition of the human spirit that virginity would be thought a virtue and not the barrier that separates ignorance from knowledge."
Recently, there has been a large and obtrusive push from the government and religious organizations that want people to abstain from sex until they have entered into a marriage contract that these officials and churches have deemed acceptable. So far, $7 billion have been spent by the government to help spread the message of sexual abstinence, from people as young as 11 to people as old as 29. It kind of makes that $9.1 billion we spend helping teenage mothers seem like a bargain, doesn't it?
The decision to have sex or to remain abstinent is not one that the government, your church, or your parents can make for you. This is a decision that you must make for yourself. Either choice you make may be difficult, painful, or possibly wonderful. There are many who chose to have sex responsibly and have not regretted it for even a moment. There are also those who chose celibacy and are equally content in their choice.
Abstinence is used by all people at some time or another. Even if you've had sex before, or really love sex, or think about sex all the time and plan on having it soon, you can still be abstinent whenever you want. Also remember that any time you are being abstinent, you will be safe from pregnancy and infection.
We are not here to influence you to have sex or to remain abstinent. We are only here to give you the knowledge and tools you'll need to protect yourself should you choose to become sexually active. Before you decide to have sex, we plead with you to take some time to think about your decision and prepare yourself. So you've met someone that gets you totally hot. You might be in love. Or you might not be sure exactly what you're feeling. Emotions can be complicated things, but being sexual with a partner doesn't have to be. If you make smart decisions and talk to your partner before you start anything sexual, you can make sure you keep yourself healthy and happy with the choices you make.
Sexual preparedness checklist for people with penises.
All right, men, are you ready to have sex?
I was born ready, sir!
Can that arrogant soldier Nobody is inherently prepared to have responsible intercourse. Sex is like driving a car. It requires education and maturity to do it safely and responsibly.
Yes, sir!
Are you man enough to walk into a drugstore, find the appropriate condom with receptacle ends, and place them on the counter looking the clerk in the eye?
Sir, yes, sir!
Are you man enough to practice putting the condoms on your penis enough so that you can do it in the dark, one hand tied behind your back with a bra strap?
Sir, yes, sir!
Are you man enough to masturbate with condoms on so that you know how they work and are comfortable feeling them on your penis?
Sir, yes, sir!
Are you man enough to grip the condom at the base of your penis after you ejaculate to keep it from spilling into your partner before you lose your erection?
Sir, yes, sir!
Are you man enough to use a dental dam every time you go down on anyone?
Sir, yes, sir!
And are you man enough to remove the condom from your penis, roll it tightly from the base to ensure that it is not broken or leaked into your partner while having intercourse?
Sir, yes, sir!
And soldier, are you man enough to realize that when your partner says no, it absolutely, unequivocally means you must stop and respect your partner's wishes?
Sir, yes, sir!
Make me proud, soldier!
Yes, sir!
Charge!
It's important for men having sex with women to realize that they are equally responsible for any outcome of a sexual encounter. If your partner should become pregnant, you have very few rights when it comes to the decision to terminate the pregnancy, to give the baby up for adoption, or to keep it. You are, however, legally required to pay child support for as long as 18 years. Ethically, there are also many other requirements of a responsible father that we simply don't have time to discuss on this show due to matters of brevity. We are not telling you this to scare you, but we feel that it is a necessary component to consider before choosing to have sexual intercourse.
And now, for the sexual preparedness checklist for people with vulvas.
All right, let's get real now, ladies. If you decide to become sexually active, here are the steps that you must follow to enjoy sex safely and responsibly. Whether you are going to have sex with a man or a woman, you must visit a doctor that specializes in gynecology. You must explain to the doctor that you intend to become sexually active, and if pregnancy is an issue, that you wish to be protected from becoming pregnant. You should also discuss vaccinations for HPV and hepatitis. The first gynecologist visit can be intimidating, but you can feel more confident when you go for the first time if you are familiar with your own body. If you know where they are touching you and what this might feel like, you will be more prepared for your visit. Going to the doctor feels very different than sexual touch, but both can be scary the first few times. Remember, it is your body. You can ask any questions you want, and you can always tell a doctor if they are making you feel uncomfortable, or you can ask them to stop. Even though doctors are there to keep your body healthy, you can always say no to them if you feel uncomfortable. If you find it impossible to ask your parents to take you to a gynecologist, you can do so on your own by calling 1-800-230-PLAN. And asking Planned Parenthood to help you make an appointment with a doctor in your area. You must be mature and comfortable enough with your partner to require them to use barrier methods with you every time you have sex. If you want to stay safe, this is not negotiable. This has nothing to do with how much you love or trust your partner. This has everything to do with the reality of being a responsible, sexually active person. If you have a male partner, you must also be mature and responsible enough to discuss your intentions should your birth control and contraceptives fail. These conversations are much easier to have before a problem occurs and very difficult after. Discuss with them your feelings on abortion, adoption, and rearing a child. If the two of you disagree on any of these issues, it may be a good time to rethink your decision to have sex.
We hope that the information we have presented you in this program serves you well should you choose to have sex. If you have access to the internet, there are many sources of additional information that we strongly encourage you to consider before making the decision to have sex. We suggest you check out scarletteen.com, plantparenthood.org, and goaskalice.com.
Sex can and should be a positive and enjoyable aspect of your life, and we thank you for considering this information before making your decision, whatever that might be.